In my own name and in the name of all of our cathedral priests, our cathedral seminarians who are serving at this holy mass, I wish you a most blessed and peace-filled Christmas and Christmas season. This year, of course, we know is a bit unusual since just, I almost said this morning, it's yesterday, we celebrated the fourth Sunday and the fourth week of Advent in one day. It does not happen too often, but this year it helps us perhaps understand the very nature of these two holy seasons, Advent, the beginning of our own new year of grace and favor from the Lord, and Christmas, the second most solemn and second greatest feast in the life of the church. Of course, we know Easter is our greatest. But for a moment, let's reflect back on what Advent has been for us as that time of holy preparation, of vigilant preparation, waiting on the coming of the Lord God. A time of more intense, more fervent prayer. A time of even more intentional good works of mercy and charity, helping us understand that all that God has given to us is a grace, not to be kept a secret, not to be kept strictly for ourselves, but to be used. But used in such a way that those who meet us, those who hear us speak, those who see us act, see Christ, hear him, be touched by him. The prayer of the Advent season, that ancient invocation, "Come, Lord, do not delay," easily now, at this holy mass, the first mass of Christmas Day, that prayer is fulfilled, because now we have Emmanuel, God with us. Advent and Christmas flow very easily one into the other. But the church does not want us to forget, with the great joy and the great celebration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in time, does not want us to forget not only what he has already done for us, but what yet he has promised he will do for us. And so our Advent should continue. We should continue to be more fervent in our prayer, more intentional in our good works of charity. So that no matter when the Lord fulfills the promise to return to us, in prayer, in great anticipation, and most especially in great faith. We will be ready to stand and greet him. Perhaps one of the most represented and depicted moments in human history is what we celebrate today, the birth of our Lord. The great masters have created magnificently beautiful depictions of the birth of Jesus, adored, loved, cherished by our Blessed Mother and Holy Saint Joseph. But in all of these depictions, what we see is not just the tremendous love and peace on the faces of our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, but we also see what each of us is called to see, that God truly is with us. He comes to us as an infant, totally helpless, and yet mighty God, so that we not only have the chance to grasp, this is how much he loves us, but we are to then understand, as he has loved us so, so must we love him. So at this most holy Mass, the first Mass of Christmas, let us all join our prayers of praise and thanks to Almighty God for the gift, the priceless gift of his Son to us. We know why he has come to us. Let us rejoice and truly be glad for the gift that he gives us.